goals. Your unique destiny, your place in the cosmic plan, is known as Dharma.
Everybody who's born on this planet has some particular reason for being here. With children these days, we have such a fear of them fitting into society that if someone is, say, good in art but not so good in math, we immediately try to get them a math tutor because we're so afraid they're going to fall behind. Whereas if we really honored the law of Dharma, we would get them an art tutor because we would help them to explore that unique talent. A great artist can always hire an accountant to handle their books for them.
Imagine if children at a young age would be embraced in an environment where they could discover their true gifts, where there's no boxes, there's no academics, there's no testing. This is really a playground, an amusement park for the soul.
Dharma implies more than seeking work that you love. Dharma is a shift in consciousness that begins by aligning yourself with your highest vision and then becoming the manifestation of that vision.
I was blessed enough to be able to find my purpose. I'm much more conscious than I was before, to be able to help business people operate in a way that's more respectful to their employees, to their customers, to themselves, to the community at large.
The root of the word dharma in Sanskrit is a verb that means to uphold. This is a valuable clue. You know you've become part of the cosmic design when the universe upholds and supports you.
I believe for myself, every day, every hour, my purpose in life is different. And so if I get so tied up in what my life purpose is, I lose sight of what I need to do on a daily basis. Maybe today my purpose in life is to work 12 hours and get ahead in my career. Maybe that evening my purpose is to be there for a sibling.
The seventh law brings the preceding six laws to fruition. For when you master the Dharma, the whole universe is on your side. Every law of nature comes to your aid. Every power supports you spontaneously.
I was at death's door, you know. It was just like a big light, boom. And from then on, I think I've been living in this ever-evolving, spontaneous kind of flow. My life is about connecting with people. That's all I want to do. In my business, a so-called hit. All it means is you're connected to loads of people. Loads of people went, oh, yeah, I get that.
Right, just came back. Yes.
Play the little melody at the end.
I think that my purpose in life fundamentally is service. I think that we're here to serve a greater purpose than our ego purposes. I think it brings us a certain level of fulfillment.
Each of us as an individual has something that's really the essence of who we are. And if we're able to express that in every situation in our lives, then according to the law of Dharma, all the other laws fall into place.
Self-exploration isn't a task you accomplish and then abandon. Every person is a never-ending project of the universe. We are ships in the night. And the current that holds us up and carries us toward the dawn is Dharma.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should. We both know I've got somewhere else to go.
I'm very lucky that I get to experience my own Dharma by many of the things that I'm able to do in my life. So,
and that was just a little taste of the DVD
by Deepak Chopra, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, in which he goes deeply into each of these principles as I've described them to you. And we begin to realign ourselves with an understanding of how we can perceive our expression, our journey, our feelings, our thoughts, and how we can take control of that by aligning those feelings and those thoughts with these basic principles. And as we do that, we become more effortless in our life, and we can begin to grow and blossom like all of nature naturally does, effortlessly does. And also for me, the thing that really makes these programs powerful is that it helps us to get off that spin, that speedy feeling, that desperate feeling, that need to survive feeling, that fear of what am I going to do feeling. It really takes you off of that spin and allows you to take a breath to inhale and really exhale and move your awareness inside of yourself instead of constantly being driven by what's going on outside of you, by the judgments, by the needs, by the programming that we receive from childhood onward, to deny the deepest part of ourself, to deny our intuition, to deny the knowledge that comes into the world with us, that's a part of us. And so it's just so important for us to connect back to who we truly are and to realign ourselves to those principles that support us, that support our life on this planet, that support us in being able to create what we want to create, that support us in having the relationships, the resources that we need in life, and to be grateful for what we do have, because no matter what anyone might say about the struggle of living in this country or in this region of the world, even the poorest here in the United States would be considered wealthy in certain parts of the world. So we each in our lives have something to be grateful for, be it family, be it friends, be it the opportunities we've given, or even the challenges we've had that have caused us to grow and be stronger. So being in that state of connection and gratitude and being centered within ourselves so that we can live our lives with the capacity to have compassion and love rather than be driven by fear and competition. So when we can pull out of that sort of mad world and move into alignment with universal principle, then the madness begins to dissipate as we are manifesting a world according to our understanding, our desires, and our alignment with the universal principle. And part of the mechanism of control of the mass population, which all of us are a part, is keeping into that mad rush, that anxiety-ridden lifestyle, is the mechanism for enslavement. And so when we can move out of that mechanism is when we can attain the freedom of living in the rhythm of our own pace, falling into the rhythm of the natural world, operating according to the principles that are cosmic principles, that are universal principles. And when we are in that alignment, we move into that flow, and things, outcomes, are much more pleasant for us. And even if they are challenging, it just leads to more knowledge and more understanding and greater potentials. So it's powerful. I'm going to go now to share with you a bit more from Michael Beckwith, True Abundance, Practices for Living from the Overflow. And we were talking about purpose in life with the law of Dharma, or purpose in life with Deepak Chopra. And I want to share with you some of Michael Beckwith's perspective. And Michael Beckwith tends to give meditations and affirmations and really motivation to get us into alignment with these principles. So we'll listen to this, and remember, the number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And as you're listening to this, if this is not the best time, remember that this offer is here for you. The question is, are you going to step up and stand up for yourself? Are you going to make a choice to transform your own life? Are you going to take responsibility for the creation of your life, for what your choices have delivered? And are you going to take responsibility for what they will continue to manifest in your life? So it can be done one step at a time. And I believe that we're offering you a series of programs that will be very powerful tools for you to transform your life. It's not, you know, we can look at these DVDs or these CDs and say, oh, they didn't come out. They didn't just come out. They've been out for a while. Well, that may be true in terms of the DVDs and the CDs, but we're talking about basic wisdom that came with the force of the universe. They're the principles of the Big Bang that from which all of existence was created. These are the same principles that we live with now. So these principles are ancient. People understood these at the turn of the century. People understood these during the time of the pharaohs. So these are basic principles of understanding, universal laws that we are not educated about in school, but we need to educate ourselves and educate our families, educate our children, so that we can begin to create lives and create a world that is free from the toxic overload of control, of programming, of being squeezed from every direction and having nowhere to go because we're paying attention to what's happening outside. But when we bring ourselves to that inner wisdom and connect with the universal truths that flow naturally through us, then we are empowered to manifest a life of beauty. And that's what we're here for. The number to call is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Pledge at the $150 level and receive the whole set, the Secret Success and Abundance Pack. And as I've described, it includes the DVD, the Secret, the updated, expanded edition. Excuse me. You also receive the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra, and it's a beautiful film that really takes you deep into those principles so that you have a comprehension. We need the comprehension because then we can begin to move in that direction and actually hold these intentions and understandings so that our choices are in alignment with the principles that can bring forth the fruit from the tree and bring forth within our lives the manifestation that we desire, intend to create. We are creator beings. So, as I said, it's the Secret DVD, the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success DVD, and the 2-CD program, True Abundance, Living from the Overflow, with Michael Bernard Beckwith. And that's a pledge of $150 when you call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. You can pledge alternately individual pieces. The True Abundance CD program, very powerful program, is a pledge of $75. The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success alone is a pledge of $65. And the DVD The Secret is a pledge of $50. And the combined pack, The Secret Success and Abundance Pack, is a pledge of $150. Now we're going to go, as promised, to Michael Bernard Beckwith.
Many of you may have heard about what I call the life visioning process. If you have not, the life visioning process is a spiritual technology by which you make yourself available to the insights of your intuition, the insights of the presence of God within you, the insights of your soul, that's beckoning you to catch a vision and to ultimately embody it and to live it fully. It is used for the cultivation of gifts and talents within us. It's used for catching a vision of great possibility for our life or the life of an organization. It's a technology for transformation, you becoming more you. It's a technology just as meditation is a spiritual technology, or affirmative prayer is a technology, or visualization is a technology. Life visioning is also a technology that you can begin to apply on a regular basis that will assist you in becoming more available to the intuitive hunches, more open to the development of your intuition and catching a vision for your life. Let's try just a brief interlude of the life visioning process right now. So in this moment, I invite you to put your feet on the ground and to become still. Close your eyes. Become available to this inner quietude within you. Your back is straight, your head is straight ahead, and you're aware that you're doing something very important for yourself in this life. And we begin the vision process with an awareness that we are surrounded by the love of God. Or we're just surrounded by love. And love is the total givingness of the Spirit without any sense of withhold. To assist you in this, think about a moment in your life in which someone accepted and embraced and loved you unconditionally. They were not operating on a merit or demerit system. They didn't love and appreciate you because you were doing something good. They didn't de-appreciate you because you were doing something bad. They, as the saying goes, got you. They knew who you were. They just loved you. Many people report that they can remember a grandparent loving them like that. Some friends, some mates, associates. They just get us. They just love us. With all of our foibles, with all of our ways of being in the world, our quirky nature, they just love us. Unconditional. Think about such a moment right now. And take a breath, and as you release this breath, let your awareness of that love expand. So in this vision process, you're sitting in love itself right now. And from here, ask this question. And we'll ask it a couple of ways. What is God's idea of itself as my life? What is seeking to emerge through me right now? What gifts and talents are trying to express themselves through me? What powers are trying to be amplified through me? You're listening with the inner ear, seeing with the inner eye. And you're cultivating a state of being as if someone was about to tell you the most important thing in the universe. So there's an availability. This kind of deep listening is not passive. This deep listening is active. It's called reverential alertness. And so you ask the question. You're making yourself available. What's my purpose? What's God's vision for itself as my life? What gifts are trying to emerge and be cultivated and expressed while I'm here on planet Earth? And you're listening. It will start to give you an image or a glimpse or a feeling or an inner sound reminding you about what's trying to emerge now as a dimension of the evolution of your soul. And then you ask this question, what must I become in order to manifest this vision? Where must I grow in order to express these gifts and talents? You can't have what you're not willing to become. This is your growing edge. The universe, inner wisdom and guidance and intuition is giving you your growing edge where you must grow. And without censorship or judgment, if you listen, you'll see the areas where you need to grow. Do you need to become more loving? Do you need to become more committed? Do you need to develop the courage to change? Where must I grow?
Are you ready to grow? Are you ready to commence your realignment sequence? Are you ready to make those changes, those upgrades, those open up to that understanding that rises from deep within you? This is your opportunity to support your own evolution as you support the sustenance and evolution of WBAI. WBAI Pacifica, WBAI survives as a consequence of your involvement. The number is 212-209-2950. Show your support for WBAI and make a pledge. You can be a member at the $25 level. You can become a WBAI buddy by making a monthly donation, maybe $10, $20 a month, $50 a month, depending on your means. You can pledge for the premium we've been offering you this day. And it is pretty fantastic. It's a pretty fantastic selection. These are premiums. These are items that I myself use and watch and listen to keep myself in alignment with where I'm opening up my life so that I don't fall to the side and forget or get depressed or begin to regurgitate those old thoughts that get in the way. Stay aligned. Stay close to the heart. Understand the power of thoughts, our feelings, and our actions. 212-209-2950. The Secret Success and Abundance DVD and CD pack for your pledge of $150. Call 212-209-2950. Remember, you can use your cards, be they credit or debit cards. They both work and they're both fine. 212-209-2950. You can honor your pledge in installments. Maybe you want to pay have the Secret Success and Abundance Pack divided up into three easy installments. And there you go. You've done it. 212-209-2950. You could also make that phone call and ask for an invoice. You can send a check or a money order and do it at your convenience that way. Even by check, money order, or by card payment, you can do that in installments. The number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Make your pledge. Support WBAI. And really honor yourself with this great gift. What better gift is something that's going to uplift and sustain and support your movement forward at the same time as it uplifts, sustains, and supports WBAI's movement forward? Because this is the radio station that brings you information on a regular basis in all different kinds of venues, from science to politics to technology to infrastructure to understanding what's happening behind the scenes in politics, to understand what's happening, to having an opportunity to meet and work with other listeners and producers on issues of importance like violence in the streets, state violence, police violence. We work towards putting that to an end. And truthfully, a lot of the principles we're teaching in this program are the principles you need to teach your children so that when they're out in the world, they're not attracting the attention, not contributing to the toxic overload, and they can move swiftly through the world, bringing forth great gifts in their life. These are very powerful principles. The number is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And we are asking you to call that number and show a pledge of support. This particular music is on a CD. Are You Dreaming? And it's called Realignment Sequence, because we all need to shake ourselves up, realign, get on to that space of resonance, bring ourselves into alignment with universal principles, activate those principles through our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions, and then watch the magic as our life begins to transform into the fulfillment of that which really is a manifestation of our greatest gift in the world. 212-209-2950. When you're in alignment, you're following your path, and your gift is bringing forth fruit within your life. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We have a few moments left of today's program, and you have an opportunity to take advantage of those moments with your phone call. 212-209-2950. And we want you to participate. Be a creator. This piece is called, it's from the Innovators. It's called The Sage of Lamburn. Are you the sage of your life? Are you the wise one in your life? Are you moving through life with ease because you're in alignment with your truth? That's what we're talking about. 212-209-2950. Are you capable of moving, of guiding and uplifting? Yes, you are. Bring the tools into your life that can help you with that process. 212-209-2950. Pledge at the $150 level for the Secret Success and Abundance Pack. And you have been listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight, over WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. You can call 212-209-2950 and support WBAI in whatever means you are able. But think about what you can do for yourself. This is a gift designed to transform your life. 212-209-2950. You can pledge for the components. The Secret DVD is a $50 pledge. The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, Deepak Chopra, is a $65 pledge. True Abundance, Practices for Living from the Overflow, with Michael Bernard Beckwith, is a $75 pledge. But the greatest of them all, the package, the deal that can make a difference because of the comprehensive nature of it, is the Secret Success and Abundance Pack for your pledge of $150. Stay tuned. Coming up, more fabulous programming and opportunities to transform your life and to transform WBAI.
Go to the phone. We're asking you for your support. We urge you to call in right now and let us know you are in the house. We need your support. We ask you to be there. As we turn right now to a fascinating new documentary called The Connection, Mind Your Body. It features Alice Domar, Andrew Weil, and many others talking about the mind-body medicine and remarkable true stories of recovery. This groundbreaking new film called The Connection, Mind Your Body, is about how frontier research is proving that there's a direct connection between your mind and your health. The film features scientists, researchers, writers, doctors, as well as remarkable true stories of people adding mind-body medicine to their healing toolkit to recover from severe back pain, heart disease, infertility, cancer, and multiple sclerosis. While the science is complex, the solutions for people suffering with illness are astonishingly simple. The film shows we can counter the harmful effects of stress with an equally powerful relaxation response triggered through specific techniques such as meditation. It shows that emotions can impact the course of an illness for better or for worse, and could even be the difference between life and death. Some of the experts in this film include, as I said, Andrew Weil, the founder and director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, John Kabat-Zinn, professor at University of Massachusetts Medical School and founder of mindfulness-based stress reduction, Herbert Benson, director emeritus of the Benson Henry Institute for Mind-Body Medicine at Massachusetts General Hospital, Sarah Lazar of Harvard Medical School, and many more. The filmmaker, Shannon Harvey, has a story of her own about her battle with an autoimmune disease. Today, in a Democracy Now! Exclusive, we're bringing you an extended excerpt of the film, beginning with the filmmaker and narrator, Shannon Harvey.
We're in the midst of a chronic illness epidemic. Sicknesses like cancer, heart disease, and diabetes are sweeping the world. There's a 1 in 2 chance you'll end up with a chronic illness. It's likely you know someone or you are someone who is sick. Diseases our grandparents have never heard of are becoming common. Mental illness, autoimmune disease, metabolic syndrome. These are modern sicknesses. They're not infectious, but they are spreading fast.
I think we've been seeing a stress epidemic in our society for decades now, and it seems to be only accelerating as the pace of modern life is increasing.
It was always obvious to the ancient wisdom traditions that mind and body were interconnected, but somewhere along the line, we sort of created a dichotomy as if they were separate.
We came to believe that everything could be cured by drugs and surgeries, whereas to this day, they can't.
When we talk about much of mind-body phenomena, we're talking about the non-physical mind affecting the physical body. That's not allowed for in the Western scientific paradigm.
And we now understand these concepts that were rejected by academic medicine.
So this is something that actually has enormous implications.
Modern science has shown us that the mind has the power to heal. We should use that capacity.
I was 24 when I got my first break in journalism. My life became focused on deadlines and chasing stories that took me away from my family and friends. Then, everything changed. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. One doctor warned I could end up in a wheelchair or with organ failure. Over the next 6 years, I spent $30,000 on numerous specialist doctors, constant tests, drugs and alternative therapies. I was flat with fatigue and riddled with arthritis. No one could tell me why my immune system was attacking my own body. But there was one thing I did know. The more I was stressed, the worse I felt. I knew there had to be a connection. On my journey to getting better, I traveled the world to find answers, meeting some of the leading experts at the frontier of science and tracking down people with remarkable stories of recovery. This is the film I wanted to see when I got sick.
In the older days, there was no separation of mind and body. In fact, throughout the world, many cultures have never separated them. In the East, for example. But our scientific approaches were so awesome that they overwhelmed any mind-body approaches or any mind-body potentials.
In Western science, unless you see it, it isn't real. Unless you can measure it, it isn't real. And that's what allowed the huge advances in modern medicine and science, the ability to do these amazing things that we can do with cures today. And we now understand these concepts that were rejected by academic medicine because we didn't understand them. We understand them now in the language of science. And now where we're at is we can take these principles and apply them to clinical care, to the next phase, the next new frontier, which is integrative medicine.
The body is always responding to whatever the mind tells it to do. So when the mind's tense, the body's tense. When the mind's happy, the body's happy. So the body is always responding, not just in ways in terms of our physical tensions, like the tensions of the muscles, but even right down to the very core of our cells, even what's happening in the level of our DNA.
And what's really been interesting in the last 5-10 years is really understanding that it really is a lot of two-way connections. And there's a lot of molecules that we always thought of sort of even just in the body. I mean, we're recognizing that they actually also play roles in the brain, and that the brain can also influence the body at even a very cellular level.
All of these terms, I think, are approaching the same idea, that the mind is not separate from the body. In fact, you know, my belief is that the only way you can really separate mind and body is verbally, that they're two aspects of the same underlying reality, or two poles of the same thing.
Here's what we know about the mind-body connection. You may be familiar with the idea that your brain is like a central message center, sending and receiving electrical and chemical signals all over your body. And now scientists are starting to understand that the communication between your brain and body is far more significant than they once realized. For example, over 60 neurotransmitter and hormonal receptors have been found on the surface of immune cells designed for fighting disease. Your brain has a direct connection to your body's first line of defense, and those cells can talk back. In another major breakthrough, scientists have discovered around 80 million neurons in your gut. They're calling it the second brain because while it talks to the brain, it can also act completely independently and influence behavior. So rather than there being a mind in your head, it's more like your mind is all through your body. But the easiest way to understand how your mind affects your health is by looking at stress.
So if we think that imagine ourselves walking through a jungle, and out comes a tiger, and it's a very hungry tiger. We activate the fight or flight response. We've got to fight with the tiger, or we've got to fly, get out of danger really fast. So if we think about this stress or fight or flight response as an activation response, like a turbo charge of energy, the body going into a different gear, then it makes sense. So the heart rate, the blood pressure, the blood vessels to the muscles open up to get all of this extra fuel. So sugars and fats are pumping into the bloodstream. The respiratory drive kicks in the brain. We start to sweat to keep ourselves cool while we're exerting ourselves. Our blood gets thick and sticky, and we'll clot faster than normal. And our body pumps out inflammatory chemicals to activate our immune cells and to start mobilizing for tissue repair. The attention center in the brain lights up like a Christmas tree. This is a major physiological, neurological, immunological, metabolic change in our system. And it's designed to help us to adapt to a clearly perceived present moment threat in the environment. And it's the kind of thing that's there to save our life, not to make us sick. And unfortunately, 99% of the tigers we're running from are the ones that are actually in our minds, not the ones that are really there. And when we do that over the long term, it produces an effect that's called allostatic load. It's a physiological wear and tear that we place on the system. It's like getting the car and just absolutely flogging it like crazy. And if you ask your mechanic, are your repair bills going to go up? It's like, yeah, if you drive your car like that, your repair bills are going to go up. And your parts are going to wear out faster. Well, it's pretty much like that with our bodies.
My name's Craig Duncan. I'm from Sydney, Australia. I'm a non-smoker, non-drinker. You know, I'm active and exercise most days of the week and have for a long period of time. I'm a vegetarian as well. I was working for a professional soccer team in charge of their sports science. I was under enormous stress, and I had been for a long, long time. A lot of it's self-imposed, and just rushing around at a million miles an hour. I was frustrated and unhappy in what I was doing, and that was difficult. I was struggling to sleep or sleep well, and I just, even though I might be healthy on the outside, exercising and that, it all became too much. I was at the gym, and I was lifting weights, and at the time I didn't know anything had really gone amiss. It wasn't until that afternoon that I went for a run and got chest pain, and again didn't think too much of it. But in the next couple of days, I continued to try and run, and the chest pain got more and more, and pain down my arm and in the jaw, the classical heart attack symptoms. And that's when I realized that I had a real problem. When I went into emergency, even though the emergency ward was packed, they took me straight in, and when they did some tests, it was obvious that I'd had a heart attack. I had a spontaneous coronary artery dissection, and when I looked up the literature, there'd only been 150 cases reported, and most people die, and that's frightening. I had no risk factors. My cholesterol was normal. My blood pressure was normal. I'd recently had an ECG. That was okay. Never had chest pain. Didn't have any family history of heart disease. But I was under a lot of stress, and I think that contributed. There's no doubt about that. If I let my stress and my emotions get out of control and not in control of my life, there's no doubt it could happen again. And I really... I'm not ready to not be here.
If you help a person to manage stress better, then you significantly reduce the risk of a person having further cardiac events and progression of heart disease. These are all reversible effects if we learn how to recognize the inappropriate activation of that response and learn to switch it off when it's not actually required. Then these effects will start to reverse themselves right through the body and, interestingly, in the brain as well.
And I think the major breakthrough was recognizing that the body has a capacity opposite to the stress response. That's what we've called the relaxation response. We did an experiment in which we took people who meditated, and we found there were dramatic physiologic changes. And the essence of those changes are a decreased metabolism in the body, a quieting of the body. There's decreased heart rate, decreased rate of breathing, slower brain waves. So here was a reaction exactly opposite to the stress response. This now was science. Here was something measurable, predictable, and reproducible.
If you do not have your mind in some sort of balance, it doesn't matter how healthy your body is. I really had to use breathing techniques and different forms of meditation that have helped me to just stay calm. That's it. But I suppose the overriding thing that's helped me to stay healthy and to decrease the stress, I have to pray regularly. If I'm praying, for me, it brings calmness. It centers me.
The two basic features of evoking the relaxation response are a repetition and the disregard of other thoughts when they come to mind. And what those two things do is break the train of everyday thinking. And often, that everyday thinking is what's stressful. It's not a real saber-toothed tiger in front of you. It's your fear of losing your job. It's your fear of illness or what have you. Then we return to the literatures of the world to see whether these two steps that are breaking the train of everyday thinking had been described before. And every single culture of humankind that had a history had these two steps. There's a commonality. So if a person argues my technique, my religion, is better for bringing this forth than another, it's foolish because it's a bodily response. Just as there are scores of techniques that are stressful, same fight or flight response, so there are scores of approaches that evoke the relaxation response.
You've been listening to The Connection, the film. It is astounding, as you can hear. Now, you're only listening to it, but this is an actual film, and we're making it available to you for $10 a month for a $120 contribution. The Connection, Mind Your Body. Ask for The Connection, the film, when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Make the call that makes it possible for WBAI to continue. This is a world premiere exclusive that we're bringing you. Now, it's a film, so you're only hearing the audio track, and we're making it available to you today. If you call 212-209-2950, make that call, make it now, make it possible for WBAI to continue. Ask for The Connection, the film. $120 contribution, and the film is yours. There is a 1 in 2 chance you'll end up with a chronic illness. It's likely you know someone, or you are the someone who is sick. At 24 years old, the filmmaker who you've been listening to for this half hour, Shannon Harvey, was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. Her immune system had become hyperactive, was attacking normal, healthy tissues. Her muscles and joints inflamed. She was told if her disease progressed, she could end up with organ failure or wheelchair bound. In search of a cure, she tried everything from drugs to alternative therapies, everything in between, but she was still sick. There was one thing she did know. When she was stressed, she got worse. With a background in journalism, she sought answers in pioneering science. On her journey to getting better, Shannon realized in order to change her health, she needed to change her mind. The Connection is a film about her frontier research, proving that there is a direct connection between your mind and your health. But not just proving it, you may have already come to this conclusion, but how do you deal? 1 in 2 chance you'll end up with a chronic illness. How do you cope with it? You know, the U.S. is the world leader in emergency medicine. But when it comes to chronic disease, we can be so far behind. This film is an eye-opener, including, for example, Dr. Andrew Weil, so well known for his work in Arizona in integrative medicine. We urge you to call right now. We ask you to stand up for independent media, featuring world-leading experts in mind-body medicine and remarkable true stories of recovery. 212-209-2950. Fill these phone lines. 212-209-2950. Please call. $120 contribution, and the film is yours. It's called The Connection. Ask for The Connection, the film. The Connection, Mind Your Body. If the person who answers says, oh, which kind of connection? We have a lot. Just say The Connection, the film. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, and get it while the offer lasts. Now, again, this isn't a radio documentary. It's a feature film. Please call. Please let us know that you're there. Please let us know you're standing up for independent media. Please call and let us know that Democracy Now! Matters to you. You know, we can bring this to you because we're not brought to you by the drug industry. We're not brought to you by the insurance industry. Please call right now. Please let us know you're in the house. Please let us know that Democracy Now! Matters to you. That number again is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. It's an astounding film. Go with Shannon on this journey. This journalist who herself had an autoimmune disease. The documentary is over an hour. It's more than 70 minutes. We urge you to call in right now. We couldn't play for you the whole thing or even the half of it, but we want you to have it. This is a gift of health to give to someone for the holidays. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Let me talk about Scott Stevens. He was a terminal patient, stage 4 melanoma. There he is, cancer-free 6.5 years later. Scott Stevens, not the typical kind of person you'd expect to find meditating under a tree for 2 hours a day. He was Australian, as is our Shannon, the filmmaker, a carpenter, loved nothing more than going to the pub, having barbecue with friends and surfing. But at 24 years old, he's diagnosed with metastatic melanoma at 24, an aggressive skin cancer. He says the doctor tells him it doesn't get any more serious. Stage 4 melanoma. People with stage 4 don't get better. He had surgeries. He had drugs over a number of years. He was married, was ready to start a new life. Doctors told him the cancer had spread to his bowel and chest. They had run out of options. As Scott said in the film, the truth of the matter is I never grasped the idea that something in my life needed to be changed, not until it was too late, right at the end. I never addressed the problem. I never looked to myself. I just looked to the medical system, whacked a drip in my arm, sat there and said, she'll be right, mate. Like, that's the mentality I had, but I wasn't right because it kept coming back. So he hits rock bottom, and a friend tells him about the Gawler Foundation, an organization providing cancer retreats and programs with an integrated approach to healing. After doing the retreat, Scott fills his refrigerator with organic vegetables, begins to meditate 2 hours a day, takes up Qigong every morning, concentrates on feeling more positive. Subsequent scans reveal the tumor's gone. The doctor's astounded. Ian Gawler, who's featured in The Connection, is the founder of the Gawler Foundation, where Scott did his retreat. We urge you to call in right now. We ask you to stand up for independent media. Your call makes it possible. We cannot do this without you. Again, Shannon Harvey took this journey as a journalist and someone who suffered from a chronic disease herself from her 20s. The Connection is a feature documentary about how the latest scientific research is proving there's a direct connection between your mind and body when it comes to your health. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Folks, we cannot do this without you. Only together, only with you. Your call makes this station possible. $120 for The Connection, the film. Say The Connection, the film. That's what you want when you make that call, because the phone calls are pouring in. 212-209-2950. The Connection, mind your body, says Shannon Harvey. Call in right now. Fill these phone lines. Let us know you are in the house. We cannot do this without you, only with you. You've got Jon Kabat-Zinn, famous for his work as a scientist, a writer, work teaching stressed-out sick people how to meditate. More than 20,000 people around the world have now participated in the mindfulness-based stress reduction program he first developed in 1979. He started out as a molecular biologist studying under Nobel laureate Salvador Luria, but his interest in meditation drew him towards the study of how the mind facilitates healing. Now a professor emeritus at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, Dr. Kabat-Zinn has focused his research on the benefits of mindfulness meditation in cooperation with clinical treatments for patients with chronic illness and stress-related disorder. Please call in right now. Please let us know you're there. Please let us know that Democracy Now! Matters to you. Please call in. Please call. Let us know that you are there. Let us know that Democracy Now! Makes a difference. The number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. The Connection, the film, yours for $120. If you live in Hempstead in Long Island or in Hollis, Queens, if you live in Hoboken, New Jersey, or in Hell's Kitchen in Manhattan or Harlem, Upper Manhattan, or you live in Washington Heights, or you live in Inwood, or you live in Crown Heights in Brooklyn, or you live in Cambria Heights or Jackson Heights, we urge you to call in right now. If you live in Jamaica or Flushing or Laurelton or Long Beach in Queens, or you live in Long Branch in New Jersey, make a call right now. Let us know that Democracy Now! Matters. You know, the fact that you are listening to a corporate-free station is why we can bring you this information. We're not brought to you by the insurance industry. We're not brought to you by Big Pharma, the drug companies. Right, meditation isn't about that, and so it is not stressed in the mainstream media. I'm not saying it's never raised, although it almost is never raised. But not only is it hardly raised, but every 5 minutes you've got another drug that you're being sold to cure an illness that I don't think anyone has. But then it puts it in your head that maybe there is a problem. We urge you to go to the phone right now and let us know that you're there. But what about for the real problems in our lives, chronic illnesses, which the U.S. medical system is so seriously lacking in dealing with, these chronic diseases? So insulated in this exceptionalism that we do everything the best, that people who suffer from chronic disease thinks if we can't find a solution in the emergency room or with my doctor, then there is no solution. And that is not true. We urge you to call right now. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. I don't know if I'm pronouncing Dr. George Jelinek's name right, but he was the head of emergency department in a major Australian hospital when one day doing rounds, he felt a strange sensation in his feet. In a matter of days, he was numb from the waist down. When a scan revealed lesions on his brain, he learned he had MS, multiple sclerosis, the same disease that made his mother take her own life in 1981. I particularly am sensitive to multiple sclerosis because my dad had it. Well, at the time of his diagnosis, and it's interesting because this professor was named George, and that was my father's name, but Professor George Jelinek was at the height of his career, working countless hours as the first appointed professor of emergency medicine in Australasia. He said, I think I got sick in hindsight because everything in my life was really out of whack. It was really out of balance. I was grossly overcommitted. And that was just the beginning of it. I mean, that was the thing that drove all the other things that ended up out of balance, he said. You know that MS is an autoimmune disease that can be extremely debilitating and thought to be genetically inheritable. When she took her own life, George's mother had been wheelchair-bound, unable to feed or wash herself. George was 23 at the time and had just finished his medical degree. He was about to travel the world. It was at his going-away party he'd learned of her death. He said to be diagnosed with MS was just an enormous blow. I mean, impossible to really adequately convey how life-changing it is to someone who hasn't had the diagnosis. And, you know, that term wheelchair-bound, I don't think you always have to be wheelchair-bound if you're in a wheelchair. My dad really wasn't. I mean, and friends and colleagues of mine in wheelchairs, that's how you roll around, you know, in a wheelchair. But for some, for his mother, the reason she was bound is she could no longer feed or wash herself. Weak, fatigued, and unable to stand for long periods to resolve his symptoms, he decided to put his skills as a doctor and researcher to work by searching the medical literature for answers. Before long, he had thousands of peer-reviewed academic research papers from which he could formulate his own treatment program. In this section, he talks about how he's been able to recover from MS. His story is introduced by the filmmaker and narrator, our guest today, Shannon Harvey.
Despite the overwhelming evidence that your mind plays a major role in both determining your sickness and wellness, there remains a major line of inquiry to explore: the role of genetics. Genes are stretches of DNA that sit in almost every cell in your body. They contain instructions for producing proteins that run every bodily function. We inherit half our DNA from each of our parents, and if your parents, grandparents, or other relatives have an illness, you have a greater risk of getting sick too.
I'm George Jelinek, so I'm a medical doctor who is in academic medicine, and emergency medicine's the specialty I've been trained in. Mum was diagnosed with MS. So MS is multiple sclerosis, which means that you've got multiple lesions or little areas of damage through your nervous system. Generally, it's thought to be an autoimmune disease, so the immune system essentially attacks your own nervous system. And she deteriorated quite quickly. Within perhaps 5 years of diagnosis, she could no longer walk. And I remember her then coming to my school, my medical school graduation, in a wheelchair and having to be sort of lifted up the ramp to get inside to see me graduate from medicine. I'd done 3 years of residency as a doctor, and I thought I would just take off and see the world and go for a few years. And in fact, it was at my going away party that I was rung to say that my mother had been found dead. She was intent on finishing her life perfectly rationally and reasonably because of what her life had become. And so she took an overdose and was found in the morning. There's a very strong genetic predisposition to MS. So if you have a first degree relative who had MS, like my mother, then your chance is about 20 to 40 times the average chance of the rest of the population. And it was 1999, 18 years later, when I was 45, that I first developed symptoms of MS.
We used to think that the genes you were born with are what you're stuck with, and that's it, that it's set in stone. And it turns out that's not the case. You're born with the genes aren't going to change, but the way they're expressed is very profoundly affected by the experiences that you go through.
And so often I hear people say, oh, I've just got bad genes. It's all in my genes. What can I do? You know, I say, well, actually, you can do a lot. For the last 36 years, I've directed a series of research studies showing what a powerful difference changes in diet and lifestyle can make, not only in preventing disease, but actually in treating and often reversing it. We were able to show for the first time that we could slow, stop, or even reverse the progression of early stage prostate cancers. We looked into some of the mechanisms to help explain that, and we found that over 500 genes were favorably changed in just 3 months. And in fact, turning on the good genes that prevent these conditions and turning off particularly the oncogenes that promote prostate cancer in men, breast cancer in women, colon cancer, and so on. And I think these findings are giving many people new hope and new choices that they didn't have before.
So the bedrock principle of biology that genes are fixed and unchangeable has now been shaken to the core. Through the study of gene expression, scientists now know that your genes can be switched on and switched off. And while for the most part, every cell in your body contains exactly the same genes and that won't change, being exposed to external forces can flip the switch one way or another. By studying epigenetics, researchers also know that gene expression can be passed to the next generation. The way your great-grandmother lived could be affecting your health. And here at the front line of science, there are major implications for mind-body medicine. Recently, research on the relaxation response was taken to a whole new level. Scientists at the Benson Henry Institute for Mind-Body Medicine looked at the genetic expression of people who meditated, and the results revealed that meditation can flip the switch on genes affecting disease.
But it's even more, from my point of view, more remarkable than that, because the first time you evoke the relaxation response, these genomic gene expression changes occur. Now, what happens, the more times you do it daily, the more intense is the response, the more anchored it is. But it happens the very first time when you go through these instructions.
That's incredible. That's absolutely remarkable. So what you're saying is that within minutes of doing a technique that invokes the relaxation response, we can change the way our genes are expressed.
Yes. Yes, that's now there is a very important point here. Namely, the more you do it, the more intense the response. That means the daily practice of these techniques is vital. Sure, you can get a benefit, but you get so much more benefit if you do it on a daily basis.
To be diagnosed with MS was just an enormous blow. I mean, it's impossible to adequately convey how life-changing that is. At a stage when you've got a really young family and you've just been appointed to a really important new job and things seem apparently to be going really well in your life, it's like an enormous hand just reaches in and takes your life away from you. In an instant, it's just gone. I started thinking, why have I gotten sick? Why did I get sick right now? What is this illness doing for me? What does it mean in the context of my life? And so I had a path suddenly to explore. I'm no stranger to medical research in the job I do, so it was relatively easy for me to look through the medical literature and see what had been written about this illness before. And, really, the literature had so many clues about what causes MS and what makes it worse that it wasn't that difficult to put that together. I think I got sick in hindsight because everything in my life was really out of whack. It was really out of balance. And it was the exploration of that path, really, that led me to be well and keeps me well. for a long time I wouldn't use the word recovery because I thought that doesn't even get discussed in medical circles, that it's possible to recover from MS. And I thought it was really sticking my neck out to say I'd recovered. But in fact, from what I've seen in my own personal experience now, I think it's perfectly reasonable to start a conversation about recovery from MS. Why not? It's just another chronic illness like many of the others we see in the West. Why couldn't you recover from that? If you looked at my life now, it is unrecognisable from my previous life. I live a pretty healthy lifestyle, so I exercise every day of the week, plus walking to work and back. I eat a plant-based whole food diet. I eat a lot of fish, take omega-3 supplements, vitamin D. I'm perfectly happy to meditate with my colleagues at work. And interestingly enough, the whole organisation at St Vincent's Hospital is starting to embrace meditation. When things go wrong, I seek counselling, I keep my diary. I've got some really good friends I can sit and talk to and really close family who really understand me. So all in all, it's a whole lot easier for me to stay emotionally healthy now than it was in other parts of my life. If you looked at the kind of cards I was dealt, then I think the average person would have said that that's a recipe for a disastrous life. And yet I don't remotely feel like I'm living the kind of prescription that was delivered. It's real hope that you can end up perfectly well after 10 or 15 years with this illness. I mean, I have.
That is George Jelinek speaking in the remarkable film The Connection, Mind Your Body. And we're joined by the filmmaker from Sydney, Australia, Shannon Harvey. What is it about George Jelinek's story that so gelled with what you were doing? How did he affect you, Shannon, as you were going on this personal journey to educate so many others about autoimmune illness and about how the mind is connected to the body?
I think for me, coming at this as a journalist, it was the level of integrity that George Jelinek brings to this debate. To give you an idea of where he sits in Australian medical circles, he is one of the most respected emergency professors in Australia. He's written several, he's contributed to and written several textbooks that are used by medical students. He's been nominated for the Australian of the Year Award, and he's been given some extremely high accolades in his professional work. But here he was telling me that the mind was a key component to an illness that he had not only seen his own mother suffer from, but that he had himself been diagnosed with and recovered from. The other incredible thing about the story of George Jelinek is that he has now gone on to repeat this in a number of other people. He runs programs through his organization, Overcoming Multiple Sclerosis, and his latest book actually recounts those stories of other people who have used his program to recover from an illness for which conventional medicine has no cure.
Explain how he did it.
So it's a complex explanation. The mind, he talks about, is a key component. So meditation through seeking emotional stability in relationships, through things like writing in a diary, where a lot of the research being done shows even just the power of writing down emotions in a diary can actually change your immune response. He did all of that as well as a very rigorous diet. That's a plant-based whole foods diet that is essentially very high in fish to boost the omega-3 content of this Western-style diet that we're all consuming.
And what other stories and the connection most moved you, Shannon?
I think perhaps one of the most compelling stories is that of Dr. Craig Duncan, who who is the case study that I chose to use for heart disease. His story is very compelling because he is a textbook example of somebody who is in peak physical health, and yet he had a heart attack and nearly died. He's an elite athlete sports trainer. He is responsible for the health and the well-being of some of our star football players. He was training these players, and he was as fit as those players he was training. He was also a vegetarian. He had recently had an ECG on his heart and been given the all clear from the doctors, and yet he nearly dropped dead from a spontaneous coronary artery dissection. What was going on in his life at that time was that he was extremely stressed. It was the height of the football season in Australia, and the team that he was working for wasn't doing well. He felt very responsible for the well-being of the players, and he took on that stress, and it very nearly killed him. I think his case study is absolutely compelling to me because it shows that you can do everything else right in your life. You can exercise well, you can eat well, but if the mind is not factored into your overall wellness approach, you can still end up sick.
You also turn to Jon Kabat-Zinn, who is famous for his work as a scientist, as a writer, and work in teaching stressed-out sick people how to meditate. Why did you turn to Jon Kabat-Zinn?
Jon Kabat-Zinn really is one of the pioneers of mind-body medicine. He had an interest in meditation, a personal interest in meditation, but he was also a scientist, actually at the time working underneath a Nobel Prize-winning scientist. He really wanted to understand whether or not science could be applied to meditation to see if there are any health benefits. And one of his early studies, which is included in the film, showed that people with psoriasis who were undergoing ultraviolet light therapy, who meditated at the same time, healed four times faster than the people who didn't meditate. And this was this amazing example of the mind-body connection when it came to health. And it certainly got people talking. It was one of the kind of first studies that really kick-started a widespread interest. He's now obviously gone on to train thousands.
We urge you to call right now. That number again, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. You know that one of the professors that are listed, featured prominently in this film is, as I was telling you, Jon Kabat-Zinn, the pioneering integrative the pioneering doctor in Massachusetts. He is the son-in-law of Howard Zinn, right? He's married to Myla, Howard's daughter. We urge you to go to the phone right now. We ask you to stand up for independent media. You know, Howard Zinn, of course, the late, great Howard Zinn, who wrote People's History of the United States and so much more. And you know what he has given everyone. Well, he's given more. His son-in-law, Jon Kabat-Zinn. We urge you to call right now, 212-209-2950. The film is yours for $120 contribution. Again, when you ask for it, it's The Connection, the film. When you call up 212-209-2950. It's just called The Connection, just for you to, you know, mind your body. But just so it's not confused with other things on the WBAI list, just say The Connection, the film. 212-209-2950. If you live in Parsippany or Whippany or Bedminster or Morris Plains, Morristown or Morris Township or Chatham or Chester or Dover, please call right now, 212-209-2950. If you live in Montclair or Upper Montclair or Princeton or Princeton Junction, call in right now. If you live in Newark or Jersey City, if you live in Maplewood or Patterson or Passaic, please call. Englewood, you call? Please call right now. Elizabeth or Nutley, we need your support. If you live in Williamsburg or the Lower East Side or the West Village, or you live in Chelsea, or you live in Clinton, or you live in the Upper East Side or East Harlem, please make your call. Bronx, we need you. From Riverdale to South Bronx to North Central Bronx to Staten Island, fill these phone lines. Valley Cottage, we need your support. And Spring Valley, Yonkers, Mount Vernon, If you live anywhere in Westchester County, if you live in Croton on Hudson, Hastings on Hudson, if you live in Ardsley, make your call that makes the difference. We need your support. Great neck, little neck, stick your neck out for WBAI. $120 contribution gets you the connection, the film. If you call right now, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, we cannot do this work without you. Only together, take the journey that Shannon took to save her own life, Shannon Harvey, a journalist, a filmmaker, and a person who herself has an autoimmune disease. Understanding Western medicine was not solving her problem. We urge you to call. Taking her health into her own hands can be restorative in itself. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We ask you to be there. We cannot do this without you. Only together, your call makes a difference. You make it possible. Your call lets us know that Democracy Now! Matters to you. 212-209-2950. Fill these phone lines and hear what these doctors have to say. The experts like Jon Kabat-Zinn, famous for his work as a scientist, writer, and work in teaching stressed out sick people how to meditate. Over 20,000 people have participated in the mindfulness-based stress reduction program he first developed in 1979. I think that was around the time that Howard Zinn was writing his book. His son-in-law was doing this. Known for developing an 8-week stress reduction program to catch the people falling through the cracks of the medical system. Please call in. Let us know you're in the house. Dr. Kabat-Zinn has 4 books, including Full Catastrophe Living, Wherever You Go, There You Are, Everyday Blessings, Coming to Our Senses. And then there is what Dr. Herbert Benson, the Boston Globe described him as a medical rock star after he wrote the best-selling book, The Relaxation Response, the book outlining his research and approach to countering the harmful effects stress has on the body, an international bestseller. Since then, he's written 11 books, more than 5 million sold worldwide. Then you've got Alice Domar, leader on women's health issues, specializing in stress, infertility, and self-nurture, the first researcher to apply mind-body medicine to women with infertility. Please call 212-209-2950. Fill these phone lines. We cannot do it without you, only with you. Get the film, The Connection. Say, when you call 212-209-2950, say, I'd like The Connection, the film, and $120 contribution, it's yours. By the way, if you want to come to the set of Democracy Now! And watch the broadcast, sit on the set, who knows who'll be there? Maybe Shannon Harvey is going to be here soon from Australia. But you'll sit on the set, maybe Mario Martinez. You know, we were just offering his 6-CD set, Astounding Mind Body Code, $250. But for $120, you get this film today. And it's a DVD, and it's more than an hour. We can only play for you a half an hour, but you get the whole film if you call right now. But if you want to come to the set, watch the broadcast, sit on the set, and then I personally host you for dinner, you and your special guest. And we kick back, we break bread together, we toast WBAI. I get to hear your life story, and we become old friends fast. I did this last night. We had such a fantastic time. Actually, it was 2 nights ago, but I'm still living with it. That's a $2,000 contribution that goes directly to WBAI. So if you want to make that contribution, you're keeping BAI alive. You don't have to know when you can come for dinner and a show and watch the broadcast live on the set at 8. Bring your partner, a friend, a daughter, a son, someone you want to meet up with in our studios in the Chelsea neighborhood of Manhattan, and we'll have quite a morning and evening. Again, $2,000 tax-deductible charitable contribution. Please call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Then my colleague Brenda will call you in a few days. She'll say, hey, when do you want to come to the set? You might tell her, you might say, I'll call you in 6 months or I'll email you. That will work out. But make your pledge right now while the reservation book is open. Please call. Or pledge for The Connection, the film. $120 contribution, it's yours. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950.
I did ask my doctor, I said, how serious is this? And my doctor said, it doesn't get any more serious.
When I went into emergency, it was obvious that I'd had a heart attack.
We've been seeing a stress epidemic in our society for decades now, and it seems to be accelerating as the pace of modern life is increasing.
I would say that nowadays people are falling through the chasms of the healthcare system.
I could not walk without keeling over in pain.
I started going to fertility specialists. Still, nothing happened.
We came toward by drugs.
It's obvious to the ancient wisdom traditions that mind and body were interconnected. But somewhere along the line, we've created a dichotomy as if they were separate.
There is no doubt that the mind and the body are connected, and that when those connections are broken, you have disease.
And I can't tell you how many patients have said things to me like, having a heart attack was the best thing that ever happened to me, or being diagnosed with prostate cancer. You want to go, what are you, nuts? And I say, no, that's what it took to get my attention, to begin making these changes in my life.
It wasn't like I found some magic medical thing that fixed me. It was actually that sort of inner capacity for healing and activating that.
The medical research had so many clues that it wasn't that difficult to put that together.
And I didn't believe it. It was such a powerful finding, so we replicated it.
This now was science. Here was something measurable, predictable, and reproducible.
So why wouldn't everyone be doing it?
It's a very powerful effect that contributes about 30 to 50% of any biological effect.
The brain can also influence the body at even a very cellular level.
If you had a pill that did that, every infertility patient in the country would take it.
And I think the evidence is accumulating that it helps people live longer as well.
One day we'll be able to drop the word integrative. This would just be good medicine.
We have much more to say over how healthy we'll be than our doctors.
It's real hope that you can end up perfectly well after 10 or 15 years with this illness. I mean, I have.
Modern science has shown us that the mind has the power to heal. We should use that capacity.
The connection, mind your body, says Shannon Harvey. Call in right now. Fill these phone lines. Let us know you are in the house. We cannot do this without you, only with you. You've got Jon Kabat-Zinn, famous for his work as a scientist, a writer, work teaching stressed-out sick people how to meditate. More than 20,000 people around the world have now participated in the mindfulness-based stress reduction program he first developed in 1979. He started out as a molecular biologist studying under Nobel laureate Salvador Luria, but his interest in meditation drew him towards the study of how the mind facilitates healing. Now a professor emeritus at the University of Massachusetts Medical School, Dr. Kabat-Zinn, has focused his research on the benefits of mindfulness meditation in cooperation with clinical treatments for patients with chronic illness and stress-related disorder. Please call in right now. Please let us know you're there. Please let us know that Democracy Now! Matters to you. Please call in. Please call. Let us know that you are there. Let us know that Democracy Now! Makes a difference. The number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. The connection, the film, yours for $120. Please call 212-209-2950. Fill these phone lines. We cannot do it without you, only with you. Get the film, The Connection. Say, when you call 212-209-2950, say, I'd like The Connection, the film, and $120 contribution, it's yours. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Make that call. Make it now. We cannot do this without you. 212-209-2950. Keep the phone calls coming in, and thank you so much.
Hey, Reggie Johnson, engineer, musicologist, and all-around good guy. I've got some questions for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
What year did Bob Fast start Radio Unnameable, the first free-form radio show on the air? Too easy. How about Name three artists who launched their careers with live performances on WBAI.
That's easy. Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Jose Feliciano.
Mm-hmm.
And Phoebe Snow.
You got it. And where did all this happen?
WBAI.
Where else but WBAI? Help WBAI continue to make history.
Contribute to the fall fund drive beginning October 5th via phone 212-209-2950 or by going to the website give2wbai.org.
Hey, Reggie, I'm not through with you. Got more questions coming.
Hey, this is Chaka Khan, and you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM.
Between October 5th and November 8th, become a BAI Buddy monthly subscriber during our 2015 Fall Fun Drive for $10 a month or more. All BAI Buddies will receive a WBAI tote bag and a member's perk card. Also, to show our appreciation, you will have the opportunity to receive one of three Kindle Paperwhite e-readers we are giving away. To become a BAI Buddy, call 212-209-2950 or go to WBAI.org and click on the BAI Buddy tab.
The third anniversary of Superstorm Sandy is coming up. I'm Ken Gale of Ecologic, and I saw the storm surge go past WBAI's 120 Wall Street office. I'll be discussing Sandy and hurricanes and weather with Catherine Miles, author of Superstorm, and meteorologist Tom Weissmuller on Ecologic, Tuesday, October 27th at 8 p.m. here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the
Hey, Helena, got more easy questions for me?
I sure do, smarty pants. Who was the music librarian when the station was located in the church on the east side?
Easy, Yoko Ono.
Right again. And what station went to the Supreme Court defending the free speech right to use George Carlin's seven dirty words?
That would be WBAI.
Where else but WBAI?
Support us during the Fall Fun Drive, and you can start right now by going to give2wbai.org or call 212-209-2950.
Hey, Reg, do you remember the time when President Clinton called in and Amy Goodman read him the Riot Act?
212-209-2950 or go to wbai.org.
Yo, this is G-Love on WBAI, New York, New York.
This is Brother Cornell West, precious 12-year-old Tamir Rice, Walter Scott, Freddie Gray, Sandra Bland, precious lives being stolen by police. Who will stop this? Together we can and must. Join me, Brother Carl Dix, 100 families who've lost loved ones to police violence, and thousands more who will stand up to stop it. Police terror must stop. 3 days of powerful resistance in New York City, and it will culminate on October 24th. We're going to gather at Washington Square Park at 11 a.m. You are needed now. Go to riseupoctober.org or call 929-249-7996. Once again now, that's 929-249-7996. Brothers and sisters of all colors, yeah. Which side are you on?
That's right.
Hi, this is Donovan, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
When I leave, you can remember I said, with the last words on my lips, that I am a revolutionary.
99.5 FM, WBAI. Bird, baby, bird.
Myself, torturing the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth. Put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth that's off the way I see it? Well, I'm going off berserk, cause the system works to jerk my people, the people all around the pigs work. Tell me I'm wrong, though, that's my writing is writing the Constitution. Yo, that's an illusion, huh? Suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover, the red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm the lover of this flag, like many others take the same turn. Like me, they yearn for the flag too.
The flag, I'm only doing what you told me. You don't like it, so what? 99 Sinker List Alive, y'all. Mix me. Mix me, Lister. We're celebrating the kicking of the ass of Harper, right-wing Harper, gone in Canada. But we're not celebrating the victory of the Tories.
When the Lord comes again to judge.
Yo, 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 yo. Lick it back, Lister. Celebration in Toronto, Montreal, Quebec. Yo. Alberta, Canada.
Every tongue shall tear.
Trudeau. We're not celebrating your victory because we're putting you on notice for what you did to the indigenous folks. You and your father, let's see what you're going to do. Apart from legalizing marijuana, we shall see. Every tongue shall tell.
They have told on that day.
Coming down the maze, I will play.
Yo, this is the No God Zone. We don't force you to bow down and pray to no Selassie. We don't do that. What we do, we make proletariat revolution, proletariat revolution, proletariat revolution, Baba Bacon style. Get off your knees, stop praying, that's crap. Proletariat revolution,
you
y'all.
Were just an
burn,
animal,
baby, burn.
Had no use for money or power. What if you were just the wheels on a car and had to carry all that weight over and over? You will never see things like this, cause I was on the other end of your ishtick. But if the roles should be reversed, it would stop being your
Yo,
turn.
Yo, Trudeau in Canada, we're not celebrating your victory because there ain't no victory yet.
For 10 whole years you've beat me.
We know what your daddy did for
but
over 10 decades, y'all.
In the flesh.
The indigenous people of Canada.
So go ahead and beat
reparation
me.
Time, y'all.
For 10 whole
in
years
Canada.
But I'm already known in the flesh. What if you only functioned like a door, only option was to open and close?
What if?
Or an ATM that's constantly used, even though everybody says they're broke. See, you will never see things like this, cause I've been on the other end of your ishtick. But now the roles have been reversed, it's no longer your turn. So go ahead and beat me. For 10 whole years you beat me. But I'm already numb in the flesh.
Oh, yeah. Since you can't pray, why you are worried? Call out the prayer warriors, them in a hurry, and don't make negligence harm you. No pretense, member, me want you. No mortgage your soul, cause you don't have no money.
trees bear fruits and our bees make honey and never be insecure. Divine powers is ever pure and sure. Jah is always